You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Love language, the language of love. So let's do an open confession so that way I make sure y'all get it straight. All right, let's read together. Holy Spirit, override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let the newcomers know that we have an interactive service, so if I'm asking questions, just raise your hand, or somebody's going to come by with a mic, but raise your hand high enough where they can see you, because we want to get it on the mic, and because we have an international ministry in the sense that it's broadcast all over the nations, and so we want to make sure you're on loud and clear. So we're talking about the language of love, ways we feel and receive love. What is it one way we can feel love? So it's five? All right, so let's go ahead and read this together. John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35. I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I've loved you, so you too are to love one another. But by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. So did it say everyone would know based off what they saw? So you mean love is something that you can see? How many of y'all know you can see love? Okay. So how do we develop strong and healthy relationships? Somebody give me a hand on that. Anybody need a notepad and pen? We got them. Just raise your hand. We got you covered. Because we found out that over 98% of what you studied after 24 hours, if you don't write it down, you forget it. How much? 98%. That's a whole lot, right? So by Monday, if you don't write it down, what did the pastor talk about? You have no idea what he talked about. All right, so just keep your hand up. Anybody else? So how do we develop strong and healthy relationships? Inquiring minds want to know. I got one hand here. How do we develop strong and healthy relationships?
With trust.
Trust, okay. All right. Got one right here.
Time and attention.
Time and attention, okay. Time and attention.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability? What do you mean by that?
You got to be open.
You got to be open?
Allow yourself to be vulnerable to let people into you.
Okay, all right. So you can't get nothing if you're closed off. How many of y'all know what a wall is? Y'all see the wall, don't you? How many of y'all got a wall? Sometimes. I see you sometimes. What do you say? She say she stay in the wall? Oh, you open, thin wall. Okay. Okay, come on, give her a mic so we can hear.
No, I'm saying it's there, but I can see through it. You know, I'm working on it.
Okay, okay. All right, so she got a see-through wall, plexiglass wall. She can see the boat. Does it have a sliding door? Okay. Can you tell when the wall up? Okay, all right. He said he can tell when the wall up, all right? How else do we develop strong and healthy relationships? I got two, three. Keep your hand up, please.
Gotta communicate.
Gotta communicate.
We have to be honest.
Got to be honest?
Yes.
Honest goes with vulnerable. Okay. Cool.
Maybe by being strong and healthy ourselves.
Ooh. Oh. So we do a double click if it go right to the heart. All right? So you got to be strong and healthy yourself. Okay. All right? Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. Coming your way.
By setting healthy boundaries.
What does that mean, Sharon?
By setting healthy boundaries, I mean that not allowing a person to take advantage of you or to abuse you or to use you.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? You got one over here. Sharon, can you go to the next one?
And forgive. Forgiveness.
Okay. Did she say a cuss word, Walter? How many of y'all know forgiveness is a cuss word? It's pretty tough, huh? Yeah. Why is forgiveness so tough? Because you don't know what they did to me, right? But do we know what we did to him? And he forgave us? Okay, y'all didn't want to hear that, so I'm going to move on. All right? So we develop healthy and strong relationships by continually expressing and communicating our love. Well, you know what people say when they come back to this? They say, well, they know I love them. I don't need to tell them. I don't need to show them. Well, how are we supposed to know? What did God do? He loved us. He told us. So last week we talked about gifts. How many realized that was their love language? Got more than two? Three? This is the last time y'all going to get a gift. Y'all raise hand. All right. So I see three people. So we talked about giving and receiving gifts. And we talked about how the Godhead gave us gifts. He said God so loved the world that he gave. So we're not just talking about love language based off what we can get. It's talking about how the body, how Jesus Christ, the Godhead, represented gifts. See, write this down. You can operate in all the gifts, and there are five, based off who and what the situation is. So don't think that you got to lock into one gift. You can operate in the five gifts depending on, and I'm talking about the gifts we're talking about, the love languages, by based off whoever you are encountering. So if I know that Wayne is this guy, then I don't approach him with what? Acts of service. If I want to communicate with Wayne and I want Wayne to feel loved, then I communicate with him based off his gifts. So if he likes gifts, then I got to come to him bringing something. Don't show up at Wayne's house without nothing. Don't take him to the movies off of no popcorn. Hey, Wayne, want to go to the movies? Yeah, you got to have some popcorn. You got to have enough money to get popcorn there. All right, the other one is acts of service. What did we say acts of service was? Doing a quick review. What's acts of service? Got one here?
We got an example from you and Ms. Curley that you cutting the grass increases her love bucket.
Yeah, amen.
And you doing other things.
Yeah.
You doing other things may not be the language that she was speaking, her love language before.
I like that love bucket thing. Y'all write that thing. Pour something in that bucket. Yeah, when I found out my wife's love language was acts of service, I cut grass, and she came out with homemade lemonade. And brother, let me tell you, I started cutting grass every week. Yes, sir. So guys, and remember last week, I talked about how some people have a challenge with this. But see, everything in the love language is done out of love. It's not done out of manipulation. Because the scripture says that whatsoever a man's soul friend, that's what they're going to reap. But it clearly says, as you look in different translations, this and only this. So I can think that I'm going to get something different than what I sow. But the scripture says this and only this. So if I sow peace, what am I going to get? So, well, yeah, yes, ma'am. So the next one we'll talk about today is going to be quality time. Oh, you go ahead.
I got a question about acts of service and gifts and stuff. Now, if you're trying to be a good person and a good Christian and do what Jesus would do and walk in love, but you're not feeling it.
Okay.
And you know that you should give somebody a gift or you should do certain things, would it be wrong to do those things even though you're not feeling it, or should you just not do it?
Okay, so that's a good question. So faith is an act. It's something that you start to doing. And in Romans, it talks about obeying from the heart. So I can obey from the heart until my actions catch up with my heart. Y'all know about tithing? Yeah. Some of us had to obey from the heart because we wasn't reaching into our pocket. We wasn't sowing anything. We wasn't giving, but we had to obey from the heart. And you tell God. See, the thing about God I love is we're supposed to talk to him. And so, Nancy, you can go to him. Father, I'm not feeling this. In fact, I know you told me to do it, but I don't want to do it. Why I don't want to do it? Because I don't even like the person. But because you told me, I'm going to go ahead and do it. The scripture talks about Abraham believed God was accounted for him as righteous. He hadn't did anything yet, but he acted on what he know that God told him to do. So that's what you do. You tell him about how mad you are with that person. I don't want to give them nothing. What have they done for me lately? Okay? And then what are you going to do? I found this to be true. Whenever I talk to God about somebody else, he talks to me about who? So that, see how that works? All right. So we're talking about quality time, and we might get in words of affirmation. I doubt it. And the last one is physical touch. So last week, once again, we talked about gifts and acts of service, but today we're going to talk about quality time. A relationship takes time. Now, a question I got for you today, how much time does a relationship take? Huh? Who said lifetime? All right. I hope that brother got a ride home. He's sitting beside his wife. Right here. Okay. All right. She drove. So, Corey, you're going to get him a ride home. So he said a relationship take a lifetime. How true is that, though? Really? Very true. So you good, brother. You good. Yes, sir. Takes a lifetime. So that's what happened. You're dating somebody. You put on your best clothes. What else we put on? Make sure everything is good. We dating somebody. We're not married yet. We date. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. All right. Top Gun want to know.
What? I was going to say perfume.
Perfume? Cologne. All right. You got one in the back. These are things we do because relationships is a lifetime.
You get your groom on. You get your hair cut.
Oh, get your hair cut. Yeah, yeah. So you don't go nappy head or nothing, huh?
That was it. Oh.
Okay. Right. What else you do, Will?
These are common sense things, but deodorant and also like mouthwash.
Okay,
I.
Just in case you're going to get a kiss. Never know. All right.
You get your nails done and your hair done every week.
Oh, nails and hair done.
And you buy
every
a new
week?
Outfit every date.
Okay, all right.
And you get your car detailed if y'all driving in your car.
Okay. Man, dang, that's a lot of work, isn't it? We trying to impress somebody. All right, what we got?
I think you had to put on a good attitude.
Got to put on a good attitude.
Yeah.
All right? All right, so now I got the question for you, $1,000 question. So then after you married, why you stop doing those things? Okay.
Because you have gotten what you wanted.
You've gotten what you wanted, so that's
so
why you stopped.
Now you can relax.
Now you can relax. But Sean said relationships, you work on it for a lifetime. So are we supposed to stop doing those things? Okay, he mumbled something. Go ahead.
The real you come out.
Huh?
The real you
come out. The real you come out. So what were they dating before?
You know, the pretend you.
The what?
No, the pretend you.
The pretend you. Yeah. Okay, they were dating the cute you. We just trying to find out.
Okay, so I call him the representative.
Oh, the representative.
Yeah, okay. We have a thing, me and my girlfriends, we call the guy that you meet the representative, and after a year, you find out who he truly is.
Okay.
Oh, but I'm married, so.
Oh,
no, I'm married. Yeah. I'm good. I don't deal with that.
So how long it takes for you to change up on Christ? So who did he save? Did he say the representative, or did he say the real? How long before you stopped dressing up for him on the inside? When you stopped using mouthwash for him? I just want to know, because he want to know, who am I getting? I can go on, Miss Banana? Yeah. Okay, all right. They say go on. I can go on. But he gave his life for us. And we can't serve him a little bit? We can't spend some quality time with him because we're too busy? I'm just asking a question, Nancy. That's all I'm asking. Got a question right here on state.
I think he's saved the ragged you.
The ragged you?
Yeah, because because I think many of us don't really give ourselves until we realize who we really are.
Okay.
Because sometimes we give ourselves, we come to church and give our best self to the congregation, but Christ knows we really haven't given ourselves to our Christ because we're still putting on the fake.
Okay.
But when we get in our quiet place and we find out who we really are, that's the one he saves. That's when we're really ready to surrender and give up.
Okay, amen. So should it be two of us or just... I got a mic here.
And my thought was, everything we have is filthy rags anyway. Uh-huh. So it's like when we try, because that's one of my weaknesses, you know, you try to be perfect.
Okay.
And you find your perfectionist is filth.
Okay. How many of us try to be perfect? Raise your hand. Okay. All right. So that's why I said we're only going to get the one today. Y'all know we're only going to get the one, right? Right, Nicole? You know we're only going to get the one. All right. So let's get to God, quality time. God invites us to come and know him. He invites us. What was the invitation written with? Blood? In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, it says, come now. Come when? Now. So I'm going to act like Wayne is God. Wayne, can you come here for a second? And would you sit in the God chair? We acting. Okay? All right, so don't y'all leave here and say, Wayne, thank you, God. Okay? But the scripture says in Isaiah 1:18, it says, come now and let us reason together. So if I'm having a challenge with a scripture, a challenge with a brother, a challenge with a sister, then all I got to do is go to God, and me and God can talk about it. God, you know what Sally did? No, nobody name in here named Sally, right? Because people get offended. Okay. So I go to God, and I can talk to God about what I'm going through. And it says right there, I might come with sin, but he's going to wipe me clean. So I can come and talk to God about any scripture I don't understand. So that's why I don't get offended when people say, I don't want to do that. That's between you and who? So I can go to God and say, hey, well, Sally Mae, she didn't show up. She promised that she was going to join a ministry. She was going to, right here, God. Oh. All right, you sit there. You sit, go ahead. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are like crimson, they shall be like wool. Bottom line, when I come and I reason with God, I don't leave the same way I came. I can go with him with a dirty challenge, and he's going to clean me up as I walk away. So I don't understand running from church or God when you have a challenge or a situation. Because he's the only one. So he made you. He knows everything there is to know about you. Everything there is to know about you. So I'm running from him, and I'm running to what? I'm running to the world to fix what only he created.
I won't mention the person's name, but okay. They keep telling me, oh, man, I'm on a stroke of bad luck right now. You know, things are down for me. And every time they said it, I said, well, why don't you come to the show? Oh, no, I got it. Me and God good over here, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, it's just like every time he say the same thing, like, you know, months go by and then talk, man, I'm down again, bro. Come to church, like, nah, I got it. Right. And it's just like he keep doing the same thing over and over again. But all I can do is keep inviting him, and yeah. You know, yeah. Till eventually he says yes. But
amen. And go quiet on him next time. In Philippians, it's talking about how our silence and us not being afraid causes people to look at themselves. So next time you bring it up, just look at him. And he's gonna ask, well, "What are you looking at me like that for?" I told you. How many of us like telling people I told you? Y'all be honest now. The whole congregation, I raised the hand. I told you. All right, some of y'all not raised your hand. So I'm going to invite y'all to come and know God. Look at Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. What's going on over on this side? Nothing? Okay, all right. Okay, she raised the hand. Okay, she say she, okay, Psalms chapter 46, verse 10. How many of y'all know it's okay to laugh in church? Is it all right? Psalms 46, 10 through 11. Be still. How many of us have a challenge with being still? Amen. See, I got some honesty in the house. Be still and know. And that know is recognize and understand that I am God. So what are we going to do with our situation? He told us to be still. See, the world got this thing set up. They got technology set up. Soon we get in the car, what we cut on? Radio. We're not on the radio, what we on? So if I can keep your mind active, when you going to hear him? And I can keep you every moment of the day filled with something, then when you going to hear him? Because he said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. He's already telling them what he's going to do, whether we do it or not. That's what a covenant is. A covenant is, you said what you're going to do, but I'm going to follow through regardless of what you do. You cannot do it if you want to, but you're going to always find him where he says he's going to be. So when somebody says, I don't feel close to God, who move? Okay. Psalms 63, verse 1 in the Amplified. Oh God, you are my God, with deepest longings, I will seek you. How many of us sought him like that when we was in trouble? I'm talking about, boy, we're going to pray. We're going to get on our knees. We're going to fast. What else we going to do? We're going to sow a seed. What else we going to do, Ms. B? Give up our social life. I can't go out tonight because I got to pray.
I'm married to Jesus.
I'm married to, oh, no, he didn't say it. He's married to Jesus. My soul, my life, my very self thirsts for you, and my flesh longs and sighs for you. I mean, that sounds like a relationship to me. That's how Curly and I sought the Lord when we was in financial trouble. Yes, sir. We did it three times, Nicole. Corey, three times. oh, Lord, please, if you deliver me. How many of y'all prayed that prayer? If you deliver me, I'll fill in the blank. What the blank say? I'll never do it again. Never do it again. How many times I said we did it, Kim? 3 times. Man, we just, church door open, where we at? Church door closed, where we at? Waiting on the door to open. Yes, sir. We're going to get out of trouble. Okay? We did it 3 times, man. They had Bible studies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We were there. But after he got us straight, we went on vacation with the credit card. Okay? Vacation with the credit card. Then we got to come back, and we got to do this all over again. We knew we were committed to him when we were out of trouble, and we stayed with him. Amen? But that's a relationship. That's quality time right there. How many of y'all love long for your mate? See, y'all cool with the day. Yeah. All right, I'm going to keep going. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up. How early was it? He left the house and went out to a secluded place and was praying there. So who was he going to meet? Who are you going to meet? When you sneak out the window, don't answer that. Talking about people sneaking out the house. Don't answer that. I'm talking about quality time with Jesus, right? But do you have to spend some quality time with people that you want to get to know? When you first date somebody, go to a movie where, y'all don't have to talk that much just in case it don't work, all right? But after you know that it's a good relationship, then you need to spend some secluded time. Oh, in a public place. Okay? We still going through the dating process. But guys, you got to spend time with the person that you say you love. Now, I'm not just talking about marriage now. I'm talking about relationships. In order to know someone, you have to be alone with them. You have to see how they respond to what? Anger? Whatever. Because you want to know how they respond to anger. Why is that important? Raise your hand, people. Why is it important to know how they respond to anger?
Lashes or blows can fly. You just don't know. Like Jazz said, a public place.
Okay,
you can scream for help or something. All right, but, all right.
You don't know them, do you?
I was going to say, because that could be your life.
That could be your life, okay? First and last time. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say, because in the relationship, at some point, they're going to be mad with you.
Okay.
And you want to know how they're going to carry it and react to it. And what does that mean for you?
Okay,
you know?
All right. So in order to know somebody, you got to spend time with them. You can start out in a group setting, but eventually you need one-on-one. Yes, ma'am.
You need to find out when they get upset with you, whether they abuse it or not.
Okay.
Because you might end up with somebody that is going to end up hurting you, killing you.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you find like the bad, the good, the bad and the ugly of the person too.
The bad and ugly of the person.
Yeah, the real person. Yeah.
How many of us been surprised by what we saw? Okay. When we talk about the fact that you're with the person that, go ahead.
I think then you find out what buttons you can or cannot push.
Okay.
What triggers you have, right?
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. I knew you was coming.
Yeah, you know I'm coming. Right? You know how to love them once they do act like that.
You know how to love them once they do act up.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because everybody responds a little differently. Okay. It takes different things to. Okay. Make them feel better.
All right, Bonetta, she's up here chuckling.
Yes, Pastor, what do you do if, y'all know I'm very outgoing and I voice my opinions and I'm a strong personality. So I reserve all that when I try to get a new friendship because I don't want to scare the person away or whatever, right? So it's a coworker, and she's really cool. I like her. She owns her own house. She's my age, so I aspire to, work up to where she is. And, I find myself holding back because I don't want her to, whatever. She's very quiet. And every time we go out to lunch, we always talk about work. So how can we, change the conversation so I can get to know her more. She always wants to hang out, but then we always end up talking about work. So. Okay.
All right. So you got to ask her open-end questions about other parts of her life. Y'all ready? So what you want to know about her? You know where she works and things like that, but what else do you want to know about her that you've been holding back? Give her a mic.
I guess her life. I don't know.
Okay, so you want to know something about her life.
Right, her nationality, how she met her boyfriend, how long she sees herself working for the company that we both work for, stuff like that.
All right, so you just asked her. Y'all got it? Open-ended question. So that's a question that she can't say yes or no to. So where do you see yourself in 5 years if you're going company-wise? But what are some things we want to know about people that we don't know about? I mean, we want to get to know them. I got one in the back, all the way in the back. Porter?
Do you have a relationship with God?
Okay, do you have a relationship with God?
Where do you go to church?
Okay, where you go to church? Okay.
What kind of relationships do you have with your mother and your father?
Okay, all right. I want to know what about family. Yes, sir.
You want to know what makes them tick, you know.
Okay.
What do you like? What do you not like? I've always found that if you're having a conversation with somebody and you're just talking about yourself the whole time, you're not really going to find anything out about them. But when you start developing a relationship with somebody, they'll want to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just the truth. Yeah. So if you ask them an open-ended question like what you're saying about them, that says something about you. You're showing interest in them, and then they'll open up to you.
Yeah. So how did you end up coming to the company? They're going to start telling you something about themselves because either they had to move or their education. So that's going to open up a lot of doors. So just start asking. All right? Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what kind of activities do they like to do? Okay. Do they like to travel? Okay. You know, what? Do they, what kind of hobbies do they have?
Okay.
What do they do for enjoyment?
Okay. All right. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But when you pray, where are you supposed to go? Go into your most private room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. The key component is go into your most private room. Now, that's how we are to talk to our Father. But also in relationships, we need to go someplace where we can get to know them. You know, if you go to a restaurant and sit down with them to get to know them. That's the only way you're going to get to know people is you got to spend time with them. But it has to be quality time. So if you're watching TV and your spouse come in and they start talking, are you supposed to cut the TV up? Huh? What are you supposed to do with it? Supposed to mute it. Because what are we saying to our... No, she said if we cut it up, we're saying we only want to hear what they got to say. My show is more important. What if your child come in when they want to try and talk to you? We're talking about quality time. Turn the TV off for them, okay? Go ahead, Cheryl.
I got
one here.
I have a question.
Okay, raise your hand.
Okay. When I first joined my company, everybody wanted to go to lunch.
Okay.
They always asking if you want to go to, you want to come with us to lunch? I don't really lunch with people. Okay. I like my time to me.
Okay.
So did I miss opportunities to get to know these people? Is that why they wanted to go to lunch? I was just like, I just want my 60 minutes. Could you get away from me? Yeah. But that was them trying to reach out and get to know me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now they got to find other ways to try to get to know you. Y'all know what I mean? They got to try to find other ways to get to know you. You follow me?
Yeah. They know me now.
Okay. Okay, but guys, remember you got to spend time with people in order to get to know them. The same way you got to spend time with God, and you can't have another agenda, so you can't have 12 things going on at the same time. Just go into a private place and seek God. Private place for some might be the car. Y'all can shout these out. What some other private places? Bathroom. Little Johnny be knocking on the door. Boy, I'm trying to talk to Jesus. Would you just leave me alone? What else? What else? A private place. Bedroom, okay. Garage. In your car. Walking. Who said something? In your closet, okay. In your backyard. All right, move on. Luke chapter 10, verse 39. And we'll end with this series right here. Luke 10, 39 through 42. Y'all know the story. And she had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually, what was she continually doing? Listening to his teaching. She wasn't concerned about the fried chicken, was she? So Mary said, I want to spend quality time with him. She didn't care where she was, okay? But Martha was very busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. So what was important to Martha? What was important to Mary? Quality time. But the Lord replied to her, Martha, Martha, because she went and complained to the Lord. How many of us complain to the Lord? I know we do. Everybody should raise their hand. About how unfair stuff is. We ever talk to her about how unfair stuff is? Where she's getting away or he's getting away with what? And you letting her. And you letting her get away with. But the Lord replied, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered and anxious. Great. Hey, all three things. About so many things. I thought she was just cooking a meal. Didn't y'all think she was cooking a meal? But only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage. So write this down. Let me see how it is. If you want to measure something, measure whether it's good or whether it's great. So I can be, you got a goal that you're trying to reach. And all of a sudden it's like, is this the best use of my time? So I can continue what's good, or I can go to what's great. What's great is the anointing of God manifested in the goal that you set. So you can spend a lot of time watching TV, but could it be a greater time if you did something towards that goal that you have set? Or you can say, is this the best use of my time? And when the answer comes back is no, what should we do? Stop. Turn the TV off. Okay, I got a hand right here. But Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage. Yes, ma'am.
Just hearing that scripture, it sounds like Jesus' primary love language is quality time.
Quality time.
Because he's saying that was the better over the service.
Yeah. Very good. Click, click. Y'all do a click, click? All right, so we got to do words of affirmation next week. So I guess y'all got to drive back down. I got Maryland people down here. You got to drive back down for the second part. All right. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give-